This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our discussion starters section. Medical tourism. Is your hospital open for business? Medical tourists are people who travel to another country to receive health care. This includes people who travel from poor countries to richer countries for treatment, as well as those who travel from developed nations to developing nations. Medical tourism is a multi-billion dollar business with an expected growth rate of 25% per year. There are several reasons why people seek healthcare abroad. Sometimes they want to avoid a long waiting list for surgery. Other times, surgical procedures are cheaper abroad. This is often the case with dental care and cosmetic surgery. Patients may also want treatment from a reliable specialist, such as a cardiac surgeon with a good reputation. In some cases, a risky procedure, such as an organ transplant, may not be available in one's home country. The risks associated with medical tourism are quite high. Medical care scams are common. Medical staff may not have the training and skills they advertise. Infections from unsanitary medical supplies such as needles can be life-threatening. In addition, medical procedures often result in complications. These may not become apparent until after a patient has returned home. While follow-up treatment in a foreign country is very costly, suing a foreign doctor for a malpractice is typically impossible. The term medical tourism suggests that patients can do more than just get care. They can also take in the sights of a new country before or after their procedure. Visiting a doctor or dentist while on a vacation in a sunny destination is appealing to many North Americans. Those who are willing to take the risks have to factor in transportation and accommodation into their medical costs. In many underdeveloped nations where there already aren't enough beds and physicians, residents now have to compete for care with wealthy foreign patients. In developed nations where the top specialists work, some fear that wealthy foreigners will soon take priority over taxpayers on waiting lists. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our discussion starters section. That's all for today. See you next week.